Archangel by Anthony Horowitz.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For AC 1. Force 3. The bomb had been timed to go off at exactly 3:30. Strangely, the man it had been designed to kill probably knew more about bombs and terrorism than anyone else in the world. He had even written books on the subject. Looking after number one, 50 Ways to Protect Yourself at Home and Abroad, might not be the snappiest of titles, but the book had sold 20,000 copies in America, and it was said that the president himself kept a copy by his bed. The man did not think of himself as a target, but even so, he was always careful. As he often joked, it would be bad for business if he was blown up crossing the street. His name was Max Weber, and he was short and plump, with tortoiseshell glasses and jet black hair that was actually dyed. He told people that he had once been in the SAS, which was true. What he didn't tell them was that he had been dropped after his first tour of duty. In his 40s, he had opened a training centre in London, advising rich businessmen on how to look after themselves. He had become a writer and a journalist, frequently appearing on television to discuss international security. And now, he was the guest speaker at the 4th International Security Conference, being held at the Queen Elizabeth Hall on the south bank of the Thames in London. The whole building had been cordoned off. Helicopters had been flying overhead all morning, and police with sniffer dogs had been waiting in the foyer.